Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's joining us all the way from Paris, France, not Paris, Texas, Paris, France. And she's the author of the new book, Managing for Quality. And folks, I'm calling it new because even though she released this book 20 years ago when she was only nine, the truth is that quality, there's a lot different about quality, the quality process in the 21st century than there was in the 20th century. And this book is updated for the 21st century. It's available in ebooks, Kindle. It's available at Amazon, right, Leslie?
Yes, it is, and it will soon be available on Nook and iBooks, too.
All right, so that's Leslie Kossoff, two S's, two F's. Leslie, tell us what's the difference between quality process today than, say, when you wrote this book first time 20 years ago.
When the book first came out, quality was still in its early stages, actually, as far as the United States was concerned. Deming was still alive. Deming
right.
was the gentleman, of course, who turned
Edwards
around
Deming.
Japan after World War II, Dr. W. Edwards Deming. And
who Leslie was his last assistant.
Yes.
So that was a great
was a
honor for you.
Man.
Stand by. Go,
yes.
Let me go ahead.
He, in any case, he was still alive when the first edition of the book came out, and all of the theorists that were, you know, Tom Peters was new at that point, Phil Crosby was new, you know, by the time the third edition came out, Stephen Covey was just being new. And so, you know, we had this very sort of passionate, heartfelt version of what quality was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
What ultimately happened was it got commoditized, and as it got commoditized, it actually lost its value in the organization, and you had people, and you still have people, including, which cracks me up, I love Seth Godin, the marketing expert, but even he talks about how everybody has quality in their organization, and that's, of course, not true, but that is what the belief became by the mid to late 90s, that was pretty much the belief. Well, everybody's doing it. We don't need to do that anymore. We've already done it. And so in looking
Or they tried it. They tried it like it was as in ISO or something like that, saw that it was too expensive, too complicated, too convoluted. The organization couldn't handle it. And they just went away from it. They didn't realize that it's not so much you know, X's and O's on a strategy board. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking about strategy, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely a way of it executes your strategy. That's what it does. It executes your strategy, and so it is a strategic process. And to your point, though, the mistake that's still being made now, and in many ways worse than before, is and all small business owners, I really want you to listen to me here. If you've got a consultant coming at you that's saying to you that they'll teach you lean, they'll teach you Six Sigma, that you need black belts and green belts and all of those kinds of color-coded things in your organization, don't do it. Don't do it. Because this is exactly the way that consultants took advantage of businesses from the earliest days of this whole process. And we're back to that again. That was the only thing in the book that was really appalling to me that I had to address that we're back to, is as if we made none of the mistakes from before and don't know any of them. In fact, we know all of them. That's one of the really handy-dandy parts of the book, by the way, is that besides all of the very specific tools and guidance and structures that I give, there are a number of chapters that I've written in there that allow you to troubleshoot, again, using a quality process, no matter where you are in your process, or even if you haven't begun yet. I've identified the ways that you can avoid making the common mistakes.
Folks, quality isn't something that you install like a component. It isn't like adding, you know, like adding some some element to your business. This is a way of life. It is a state of being for businesses that want to have long-term relationships with customers that are profitable and therefore sustainable, sustains your business so that when the customer comes back, you're still there. Leslie, last thoughts.
Absolutely. That's it. That is exactly it. Because if you nail this, if you nail what you do and you do it better than anyone else in your space, your customers will not only keep coming back, but when they're talking amongst themselves, mm-hmm. even amongst their competitors, your name's going to get bandied about. Yep. You'll be the best, worst-kept secret in the history of your industry.
Well said. Leslie, congratulations on your book again, Managing for Quality by Leslie Kossoff, available on Amazon right now, an ebook. She'll be back another day. I'll be back another day, too. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.